okay. That was Joe Bravo and the Sun Glows on the Sun Glow label. A little bit of Tex-Mex craziness called Please Call Me Baby. I'd like to send that one out to Ruben Molina here in L.A., who is actually compiling a book on the whole Tex-Mex San Antonio scene. Please Call Me Baby. Anyway, and that was the baby set. Before that, we heard the Duvals on the Rainbow label out of New York City. Oh, wee, baby. And before that, one of my top 10 favorite rockabilly records on the Sabre label. That's out of Jeffersonville, Indiana. And for those of you who care, it's a Starrite pressing, meaning it's a custom pressing by Starday, the record label that was down in Beaumont, Texas. Baby Doll by Jimmy Dale on Sabre. And at the top of the set, as previously announced, the Gardenias with Ike Turner involvement on My Baby's Tops on Federal. And now we're going to go into a cover set. These are cover versions of songs done previously, or hit versions that, by other artists that had the hit versions, and these are covered by, in this case, in this set, all women. And we're going to start off with a record on Team, T-E-E-M, which was a subsidiary of Ace Records. And this makes sense because they're doing the Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns hit called Having a Good Time. And I can't see what the artist is. Angel, baby, can you tell me?
Susie Matla.
Susie. Okay, Susie Matla?
That's what it says.
How do you spell it? Susie Matlock. Okay. Susie Matlock, I never heard of her before, but a pretty good version of Having a Good Time, originally done by Huey Smith and the Clowns on Ace.
All right, you're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Dick Blackburn here at killradio.org. Tune in every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Except for today, we'll be going a little longer because of all these Killer 45s. But you can also listen to me or my shows at your leisure by going to killradio.org homepage and checking out the archived shows. We've had some technical difficulties in the past, but any of my shows, I've worked out any glitches and are up, as well as this show should hopefully record fine, and hopefully we'll get it uploaded today. Tell your friends, or if you want to listen again. Or there's also a way to like right click and you can actually save the shows and burn them to CDs, which are kind of fun if there's music that you really like or whatnot. So I guess enough of that information. Again, you're lost in paradise here at killradio.org. And next up is a girl cover of Having a Good Time.
Swing on, girl.
Tonight we're gonna ball.
Tonight we're gonna ball.
Tonight we're gonna ball.
Tonight we're gonna ball.
We'll be feeling fine.
We'll be feeling fine.
I just having a good time.
Ball on, girl.
Tonight we're gonna jump.
Jump on, girl.
Tonight we're gonna swing.
Tonight we're gonna swing.
Tonight we're gonna swing.
Tonight we're gonna swing.
We'll be feeling fine.
We'll be feeling fine.
Just having a good time.
Scream on, girl.
Tonight we're gonna sing.
Tonight we're gonna sing.
Tonight we're gonna sing.
Tonight we're gonna sing.
We'll be feeling fine.
We'll be feeling fine.
Just having a good time.
Sing on, girl.
good time.
Rock on, girl.
Tonight we're gonna roll. Tonight we're gonna roll. Tonight we're gonna roll.
Tonight we're gonna roll.
We'll be feeling fine.
We'll be feeling fine.
Just having a good time.
Roll on, girl.
Tonight we're gonna roll.
Tonight we're gonna roll.
Tonight we're gonna roll.
Tonight we're gonna roll.
We'll be feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Just having a good time.
Love on, girl.
You know the landlord that rings my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window, I peeked out the blind, and asked the man to tell me what was up all night.
Honky tonk parade. without your love.
It's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see how happy I would be if you believed in me.
Okay, that's Angel Face on a label called Big Town, and it was Frank Motley. Frank Motley was actually from Washington, D.C., Frank Dual Trumpet Motley. Apparently he used to play two trumpets at the same time, and then he went up to Canada and he was on the Quality label, and he had two vocalists. One was a guy called Curly Bridges, and one was this Angel Face. She also made a record for Specialty and one for OK. But this is the wildest version of When the Saints Go Marching In that I've ever heard. Anyway, before that, Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys in an old classic, It's Only a Paper Moon. Actually, Ella Fitzgerald may have been the first one to sing It's Only a Paper Moon. I assumed it was a cover, but it could have been that she, you know, was first out of the gate with that one. Anyway, a really great rendition of that one. And before that, on the Cool record label out of Harrison, New Jersey, I love this label because it's got like this, you know, early like air conditioning signs like in theaters from like the late 40s and stuff when it said it's cool inside with the frost on the cool letters. And this is how this label's designed. Anyway, the gal's name is Sheila Gernon, and she did Money Honey. And actually, Money Honey was first done by the Drifters. It was written by Jesse Stone, and the most famous cover, the first rockabilly cover, was by Elvis on his first album and for RCA. And then afterwards, I think Wanda Jackson may have covered it, and some other gals did Money Honey too. But this is an obscure one out of Harrison, New Jersey. And at the top of the set, as previously announced, Having a Good Time by the mysterious Susie Matlock. And that was our gal cover set And now we're going to go into, I don't know what you call, I guess a domestic violence set, perhaps. That's the best way to describe it.
Oh, how exciting.
So are we taking a little morbid turn here?
Which we like to do at Lost in Paradise.
Yeah. So I figured, I wanted to throw some things on the turntables that might be a little disturbing, make people pause over their cup of coffee. This one is by the Mellows. The lead singer of the Mellows was Lillian Leach, and it's on the Celeste label. It's called "I'm Gonna Pick Your Teeth with an Ice Pick," and the weird thing about this was it wasn't released. Well, I guess that's not that weird, because they probably deemed it just too violent to release it back in the day, and so it only came out in 1974. On this label, and as far as I know, that's the only way to get it. And the other odd thing is, this is a New York group. They sang in a very sort of straightforward New York doo-wop style. This sounds like it's like almost a calypso or a Jamaican intonation and everything on this. So it's a very unique record, and well, I think it is anyway. See if you like it. Here it is on Lost in Paradise.
All right.
Do 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 boom la da 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 boom la da 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 boom la da 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 boom 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 la da 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 boom la da 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 boom la da 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 boom 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 boom. Mercy on me, my old lady, sure will be mad as I'll sin. It's after far, oh man, did I sure afraid to open. Hello, my little honey bunny, why do you look at me so funny? I met Johnny Brown on the way. Tell me, how did you spend the day?
I gonna pick your teeth with this ice pick. I done told you about this before. I gonna pick your teeth with this ice pick. You won't come home late anymore.
Darling, please wait, I know it's late. Give me a chance to explain, dear. I did no harm, now let's be calm. Don't want the neighbors to hear.
I don't care a bit about the neighbors. For me, they can just go to places. But I now talking here with you, and I tell you what I gon do. I gon pick your teeth with this ice pick. Won't come home late anymore. I gon pick your teeth with this ice pick. Done told you about this before.
My sugar plum,
don't think I dumb. Sweet talk won't be of no use. You better wait. Each word you say, I done heard every excuse.
Now I went with my large committee to visit a friend who was sickly.
Well, I tell you what's really true, they gonna soon have to visit you. I gonna pick your teeth with this ice pick. Gonna tell you about this before. I gonna pick your teeth with this ice pick. You won't come home late anymore. Man, you can lie, so happen I know you've been playing poker.
I won, honey, and yours truly brought you a diamond choker.
Well, man, why did you not tell me so? How did you expect for me to know? I forgive you, my sweet husband, but if you come home later again, I gon' pick your teeth with this ice pick. I haven't told you about this before. I gon' pick your teeth with this ice pick. You won't come home late anymore. I gon' pick your teeth with this ice pick.
No,
I
you want
told
to do that,
you
darling.
About this before.
Lord.
I gon' pick your teeth.
I brought you a diamond choker.
You won't
next
come
week,
home
look
late
and see what
anymore.
I bring you, please. No,
I gon'
put down the
ice pick.
No, no, girl, what are you doing?
About this before.
All right.
I gon' pick your teeth with this ice pick. You won't come home late anymore.
Well, and I heard a noise up on the hill. I went up there and I cooked the bill. I saw poor Jelly standing in the door. He had a 32-20 and a 44. Was standing there watching the setting sun. He said, I killed my woman, I ain't gonna run. I asked him, was he sorry? He said, no, man, no. I just couldn't stand our ways no more, no more. Yeah, no more. No more. Couldn't stand our ways no more. She kept sleeping and sliding day by day. When I got tired of a low-down ways. I told her once and I told her twice. She do it again, I'm gonna take her life. But now she lay there on the floor. She did it again and that's all she wrote. No more. Yeah, no more. No more, no more. Away. A hair was standing up on her head, one eye black and the other red. That was a terrible sight to see, what my baby was done to me. I just couldn't stand the sight no more, so I pulled the trigger on my 44. No more, yeah, no more. Well, I just couldn't stand away no more. But I don't care. They'll probably send me to the electric chair. But that's one thing that I can swear. When they have my trial, she won't be there no more. Yeah, no more. Oh, no more.
I'm gonna be my baby father, because he done me wrong. I won't have my baby long.
Won't have my baby.
I won't have my baby long.
Won't have her long.
My baby done me wrong.
She done me wrong.
I'm gonna be my baby father,
a little father,
because he done me wrong.
My baby
ain't the same.
She's not the same.
I'm gonna be my baby father,
a little father,
before I go insane. I went to a fortune teller.
Yeah.
She told me what to do.
Yeah.
She fixed me some herb and vinegar to put into a stew.
I'll listen.
If you wanna get rid of your baby,
Velvet,
now this is what you do. When she come home early in the morning, just read her some letters. I done fed my baby poison.
I
done fed my baby poison.
I
done fed my baby poison.
My baby's gone.
Because she was no good.
Thank you.
the Sister May.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Come here. Woman, you know what's gonna happen to you? I'm gonna give you a whipping. I'm gonna give you a whipping, woman. Yeah, you know you've been doing wrong. I'm gonna whip you all night long. You know what I'm gonna do with you, woman? I'm going on down to the corner barbershop. I'm gonna borrow me a great big old razor strop. I'm gonna wail on your behootin' it till you holler stop. You better make your mind up, woman, to treat me right or let me drop. Cause you know what's gonna happen to you? I'm gonna give you a whipping. Yeah, woman, I'm gonna give you a whipping. You know you've been doing wrong. And woman, I'm gonna whip you all night long. Yes, all you do is drink whiskey and eat barbecue. Just like you ain't got nothing else in the world to do. You know I like ham hocks and lima beans. And all the week, you don't cook nothing but meat skins and turnip greens. I'm gonna give you a whip. That's what you need. I ain't gonna give it to you later. I'm gonna give it to you now. I'm gonna give you a whip. Yeah, you know you've been doing wrong. I'm gonna whip you all night long. No, on second thought, come here. Take this $10 and go on down on Main Street. Buy some fine clothes from your head to your feet. And then you take what's left and go on down to the beauty shop. And tell that beauty operator to wash and iron your mouth. Then come on back home, cause I'm gonna give you a whipping.
You gonna whip me the way I like it?
Shut up, woman. I'm gonna give you a whipping.
Kill Radio likes to keep to the PC format here, so.
Oh, yeah.
That was Louis Jordan, Gal, You Need a Whippin' on the Aladdin label. And before that, the Rocketeers on Harold, Gonna Feed My Baby Poison on an early Harold. I'd like to send this one out to Nick Toshis. I think he's in Japan right now, but he's supposed to be coming into L.A. to write a book, actually, on Phil Spector. Of course, we could have played that great Phil Spector song, He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss, in this set. I just didn't think of that at the time. Anyway, I remember getting this record for Nick. I got him the red vinyl copy, which is more than twice as much as my humble little black vinyl copy here that I just played you. And before that, a great Johnny Fuller with Candyman McGuirt and his band on the Irma record label out of Oakland, California. That was a Robert Geddens label up there. No More, No More. They'll give me the electric chair, but I know that at my trial she won't be there. No More, No More. And at the top of the set, as previously announced, I'm going to pick your teeth with an ice pick, an a cappella offering by the Mellows. It says on the label, it's a Brooklyn label, Celeste, and it says, Calypso, vocal only. And it's a pretty weird record. Now, we will continue with this kind of upsetting trend here, because now we're going to go into a damaged or, misused women set. Very socially conscious here on the Lost in Paradise show. And this is a disturbing teen one.
On
teen? Yeah, it's an abused
teenager,
abused teenage woman record by a Sherry Dinning, and I think there's something about that record. But after we finish playing it and I back announce it, I'll mention it. It's on the Alpine label and it's called Motel.
Motel, no tell.
Oh, right.
You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby and Dick Blackburn, here at KellRadio.org. And stay tuned. We're going to be stretching the show till 11:30. Some great stuff coming up. But next up is Motel here at Lost in Paradise.
We rode along so silently. You never said a word. The radio was playing, so my heartbeat was not heard. And then I knew where we were going. I understood it well. For up ahead, in lights of red, the sign spelled out Motel,
Motel,
Motel. I trusted you. Now I'm so sorry.
I don't care no more. I ain't got nothing to live for since he's been gone. I just wanna be dead. Thank you.
It's hard to work. While I'm working nights out making my collections, a few quarters for insurance every week. Sometimes I can hardly find directions, for fear some harm may fall you on the street. The paper says the slayer struck another. Even now the law is searching for a clue. And they've called me to identify your body. Dolores, how could I know that it was you? If you'd stayed inside the house tonight, Dolores.
That gives me the creeps every time I hear it. That's Eddie Nowak, Dolores, the serial killer thing. And the weird thing about that is, and that's on the K-Arc label, by the way, the odd thing about Eddie Nowak is he recorded the first version of Psycho, and that was done later in the 70s. It's a fairly notorious record. It's another serial killer record. So Eddie Nowak has got the strange position of recording two serial killer singles. Psycho was later done by Elvis Costello, and it was originally written by Leon Payne, who was a blind singer-songwriter, country and western singer-songwriter, just before he killed himself. It was a suicide, and that was the last song he wrote, Psycho. And this is Dolores, not as famous, but equally twisted. Before that, on the Phillips label, we listened to Carolyn Sullivan do Dead, Complete Depression, over a guy. You know, gals, they're not, you know, I mean, we're somewhat worth it. We're not that much worth it. Don't kill yourself. I mean, come on. Sherry Dinning. Now, this was weird. This was a thing on Alpine called Motel. This was produced by Billy Sherrill, who went on later to produce a lot of country western stuff and George Jones, etc., etc., still going strong today in Nashville. I don't think this was a big success for Mr. Sherrill, but it is in a strange genre all its own. What is that? Like a...
Is that like a crossover, maybe? Teen country or no?
Yeah, I guess it would be. Yeah, maybe. I would say so. Yeah, country crossover. So all you teen collectors, you can go pick up on Motel if you like your teen records really sick. Like that one was. Anyway, now
We got a hooker set.
Yeah,
right?
We got a hooker set. Hey, we're just
escalating. On a roll.
Yeah, we're really on a roll here. Why not? We got this extra half hour. Let's fill it up with some real strange stuff. And the first one is on the Little Gem label. Great label. It's got a cowboy hat on a boot. And it's called Hookers Don't Wear Hair Bows.
Hmm.
So, and Big Girls Don't Cry, in parenthesis. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And so let's give that a listen. And, who's
Bambi.
It by? Yeah, Bambi. Thank you, Bambi. Thank you in advance. I know this is going to be, well,
in
I hope everybody likes it.
Whatever that means.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't want to give her real name on this thing.
Maybe.
It sounds like it's from life, or at least she knew somebody. Anyway, let's not, I mean, everybody must be panting in anticipation for this one. So.
Hookers don't wear ribbons? Is that what it says?
Don't wear hair bows.
Don't wear hair bows. Okay. There you go. Here at Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby and Dick Blackburn.
Molly wears a hair bow in her long dark hair, and Molly still loves memories of a man and what they share. Molly raises children by the man that is so gone. It ain't easy for a woman raising children all alone. Molly sells fine diamonds down at Mason's jewelry store. Some evenings when she leaves there, she sells a little more. To a fine diamond salesman, she gives what he will buy. It's much later on those evenings that Molly ever cries. Hookers don't wear hair bows, and big girls don't cry. And everybody loves a sinner, true love never dies. Jesus loves a poor soul, Satan satisfied. Molly makes a little extra money on the side. Do. She's as good a Christian as either me or you. Molly's a real lady in her heart and in her soul. God knows Molly still loves memories that are precious as pure gold. On the
stuff. Baby ain't got no license. who admires the stuff. Joint stays packed and jammed. Fellas just can't get enough.
Get out of here.
They said that she was just an easy woman. But they don't know the story of her life. The men would only use her and abuse her. I'll tell you all the story of my wife. I found her in a country town in Texas. She didn't know wrong from right, nor right from wrong. I taught her things I never should have taught her. And when I left town, she said, take me along. By the time we reached El Paso, I was loco. When she said, why don't we buy a wedding band? But my head was numb, I couldn't hear the preacher. When he said, who's got the ring? Now take her hand. Well, when I awoke, I saw her there beside me. I realized then what I had went and done. So I grabbed my clothes and slammed the door behind me. And I left her there alone in that old room. The local hometown boys all took advantage. They used her and abused her night and day. And now she's lying here in this old coffin. And it's all my fault that she turned out that way. Easy woman,
I'll tell them all because you were my wife.
You know, that was a pimp by my house the other day. In his long car, he stole my daughter, Johnny Bay, and took her wings, and I didn't see her for a long time. But I got a postcard from a hospital down in Kentucky that wanted me to come to identify a young lady who seemed to have lost her memory, because when she saw me, she didn't know my name. And Lord knows she didn't look the same. Her face showed every little thing she did. There's a line for every good time. She lived a high life since she was a kid. But it ain't been that long, but all of them pretty times is gone. Just for that part of life she lived, well, the part of life she sold away. What will she do today? No, 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 the years slip away. She went out and sold herself each night, and y'all know that just ain't right. No, no. Time passed so quickly when you out to play. There goes her life. Yonder goes her life. Just for that party life she lived. For the party life she sold away. What will she spread all around the town the night she ceased to live. You know, every man in town, they start coming around. But you see, they took the back road so they wouldn't be seen with my little girl that they said was so far down, but she wasn't that bad now. It was that old party line she lived.
Well, Angel Baby's giving me a lot of crap here because I've been playing this feminist, socially conscious stuff.
She's
gonna take my head off.
I don't have a problem with that music. I have just problem with the music. Music.
The music. The musical thing is too depressing. I mean, it's probably depressed to everybody. So, okay. Well, what we heard there was King Hannibal, The Party Life, a cautionary tale.
Who is great.
On the Aware label. Before that,
didn't he pimp out people in Los Angeles, though?
Whom? King Hannibal?
Yeah,
yeah, he might have. Yeah, I think
about
he,
when he was living
he knows,
in Los Angeles.
Right, he knows what he's singing about.
Yeah.
So now he turns around and becomes like a holy Joe about the whole thing. And,
yeah,
you
I
know.
Thought I'd throw that out
anyway,
there.
Anyway, good point. Okay, Ruly Garcia on the Billionaire label out of Glendale. This guy is an unsung genius of Los Angeles music. He went into every genre, took it over, did something unique with it, and went on to the next. This was his country sort of story song thing, Easy Woman, about marrying a waitress and then leaving her, and then she gets gangbanged, and I mean, it's and then she winds up dead. What can you say? It's on Billionaire. Whoops, I hit the mic. It's on Billionaire. Okay, before that, Bootleggin' Baby. Well, that's by Roy Brown. I want to dedicate this one to the Pumping Piano Gang out there because we did a show, New Year's show, with Roy Brown. I don't think he sang this particular song on the show. That's on King Records. At the top of the set, Bambi, in quotes, hookers don't wear hair bows and big girls don't cry. Ooh, from the 70s. Anyway, we're going to like...
We don't really venture into that time very much.
I know.
Awesome
well,
Paradise.
Look, what? Rex got mad at me because I played something with a synthesizer on it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know...
I understand now.
Yeah, now you understand why you got upset. Say, I have to be control. I'll just go anywhere, you know. I'll go anywhere. Okay, so...
I don't know. We're at 11:30. You want to play one more song?
Yeah, we're going to do one more song.
Okay.
And to end the show with Back to the Crying Deal. And this is a guy called Little Crying Tommy Brown. His amazing vocal ability to cry and go right into the song and back to crying, etc. This is on the Groove label. It's called Don't Leave Me. And... it's get back from your speakers because you'll get wet from this guy. It's too much. I mean, he's just crying up a storm. Anyway, I've enjoyed. I guess, are we going to come back after this or shall we just say goodbye?
I guess
now?
So, but you've been lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Dick Blackburn here at carolradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, except for today when I have my special guest. We go a little longer, especially with Dick Blackburn because he's got his killer 45s. Or at least sometimes killer 45.
Well, I guess you're going to have to check them next time, right?
Yes, I will.
All right.
No. I've enjoyed the show. It's been great. But I guess after this one last 45, I'll just kick over the Kill Radio archives. But definitely tune in next week or tune into the future to Lost in Paradise. Or as well, if you've missed any part of this show, if you want to let your friends know, you can check out the archives at the Kill Radio homepage. So I guess that's it. Next up is, what is it called again?
Don't Leave Me, Little Tommy Brown.
By Little Tommy Brown here at Lost in Paradise.
Baby, don't leave me. Please don't go. If you leave me, you're gonna hurt me so. Baby, don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please don't go. Please don't go. You know I'm sorry. I know I was wrong. Fussing and fighting, maybe all night long. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please don't go. I know you don't love me. Oh yes, I know you changed. But please, 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 please have mercy and give me just one more chance. You know I love you. You know it's true. I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
Baby, don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Baby, please don't go. Please, please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go.
Alright, so you've been lost in paradise. Again, please tune in next week and tune into the future for future shows. Every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at KillRadio.org, as well as listen to your leisure by checking out the Lost in Paradise archived shows. If you have any questions or any requests or anything along those lines, you can email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, and I will try to answer your questions. Generally, I get questions about the archive just because people have problems navigating it. Or requests or dedications or anything along those lines. So thanks again for Dick Blackburn for coming on the show. And definitely tune in. He'll be on the show in the future. But that's it for today. And next up, I'm just going to kick over to the Kill Radio Archives.